lots of you talking about Brendan Rodgers and his departure from Liverpool. I want to get the Liverpool perspective on it from the sports editor of the Liverpool Echo, the legendary newspaper, John Thompson. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, what's the buzz in Liverpool this morning with the exit of Brendan?
Well, I think everybody was shocked late last night when it wasn't too late last night, soon after the derby had finished, wasn't it, when the news came through. There'd been so much speculation in the air, but I think Jamie Carragher's face said it all when the news broke live on Sky. You know, there's always a sense of shock when you get these announcements, particularly after Liverpool had won their last home league game and drawn after a reasonable performance in the derby. But of course, you know, the king is dead. Long live the king. That's the way it is. Attention is already beginning to turn to who'll be Brendan Rodgers' replacement. And I think people are already starting to look forward as well as backwards. It's a regime which almost brought Liverpool the Holy Grail. Brendan Rodgers almost won them the title, but it has started to unravel over the last 9 or 10 months. And, you know, disquiet was in the air, dismay was in the air. And, you know, some people think he should have been given more time, but there are a lot of Liverpool fans who believe that Fenway have acted in the only way they could. And as I say, they're beginning to move on already.
Yeah, and even the Liverpool fans here are going with what you were saying, you know, let's get Klopp in or get Ancelotti or someone else, because it's all about winning. But because Brendan's from this neck of the woods, you know, if you craned your neck from where I'm sitting at the moment, looked up the lock, you could probably see where he's from. And we wanted him to do well, and he has done well in the past, but when you fail at Liverpool, it's hard to bounce back from that.
It is, isn't it? It's a very big job. You know, Brendan himself, I was stood with him just last week when he said he believed there was probably more scrutiny on a Liverpool manager than at any other club. So, you know, it's not so much a goldfish bowl these days, perhaps, for a Liverpool manager. It's more sort of shark-infested open seas in terms of the critics and the scrutiny on them. But he's a resolute character. I think he will bounce back, Brendan Rodgers. He's a young man. Everybody wanted him to succeed. You know, he leaves with a mixed record at Liverpool. As I say, somebody who almost brought them the title in an unforgettable season of real playing excellence with Luis Suarez and Gerrard and Sturridge. I don't think Liverpool fans have seen anything like that, you know, even in the great days of the 70s and 80s, perhaps at times. So he's a young manager. I think he needs a break. I think he'll take that break, and I think he'll be back. And, you know, ultimately all Liverpool fans, I think, will wish Brendan Rodgers well.
Totally. Will it be Ancelotti or Klopp? You probably know. Who is it?
Well, we're not certain, but, you know, we are going with Jurgen Klopp as the nailed-on favourite for this. We know there is interest from Liverpool. We know they will be approaching Klopp. They will be talking to other potential candidates as well, Ancelotti being one of them. But I think at least one eye, if not both eyes, from Fenway Sports Group are very firmly on Jurgen Klopp, a 48-year-old who, you know, is still a relatively young manager, but who's got a great track record of experience and achievement, and who's a character as well, and who may be a real good fit for Liverpool. So, you know, I wouldn't go too further than looking at Jurgen Klopp if you're looking to have a small wager today.
Yeah, you know, John, I was just thinking about you this morning after the derby yesterday, writing for the Liverpool Echo and sports editor, and comparing you to the sports editor, maybe the Belfast Telegraph here, who's a great lad as well. But the point is, you know, if he gets a big game between Cliftonville and Linfield, or Portadown and Glenavon, you know, that fills a back page. Well, what's it like for boys like you working at the sharp edge of covering the Premiership when there's such a nucleus of teams that you can report on?
Well, it's an interesting question, Frank, isn't it? And I was sat next to my dear colleague, Dave Prentice, who's the deputy head of sport here, has been a sports journalist on the Echo for many, many years, and as the blood and thunder of the derby was unfolding before our eyes in the Goodison press box, I just sort of turned to him and I said, you know, you realise on days like today that it's a real privilege to do the job that we do. And it is that, yeah. You know, yes, it's busy, and we were in here last night carrying on working long after we thought we would have finished, and we're back in here early this morning doing it. But it is an absolute privilege. We've got two fantastic football clubs with a rich history and hopefully great futures ahead of them in Everton and Liverpool. That was on display yesterday. The passion inside Goodison Park from both sets of fans was incredible. And you realise just what it means to a place. It's all a matter of scale, isn't it? And it's just a little bit bigger here. There's passion over there where you are. There's passion all around the world for this great game. But we've got two of the greatest clubs in Europe here, and we're proud and privileged to cover them.
Yeah, so what gets most coverage today in the Liverpool Echo? The 5p tax on the bags. We have already had it over here. It was big news when it came in, but you know they won't want it in England, I'm sure, because people rebel against paying taxes for plastic, or the demise of Brendan.
it's the demise of Brendan, I think, today. There's only, well, I was going to say there's only one story in town. Very sadly, we've had a police officer killed on Merseyside this morning, which is also grabbing the most unfortunate headlines and reminds you that football at the end of the day is just a game. But, yeah, you know, there is mass interest in this global game these days. And, you know, Brendan Rodgers and who his replacement might be is the story that's really grabbing the headlines.
John, great speaking to you. Really appreciate your time. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Frank.
The sports editor of the Liverpool Echo, John Thompson, and you can put your money on Klopp being the main man.